Okay.
How did you come across a school, and why was such an interest in this particular parish at the very beginning?
I was doing a PhD or a DPhil at Oxford on the history of witchcraft in Essex. One of the sources for that was the diary of a 17th century clergyman, Ralph Jocelyn, and there were several cases of supposed witchcraft in Earl's Combe, which he investigated. So I read the diary, which had been published by Camden Society, and it was very interesting but very short, and I asked in the Essex Record Office and they showed me a transcript which was much longer. And so I then started working on that. Later on I discovered that in fact that itself was just edited, hugely edited, and finally Sarah and I decided to try and publish the whole diary, which was extremely interesting and had never been published fully, and it was published by the British Academy. So in the 60s, we worked in the early 70s, I was beginning to get interested in Earl's Combe as a place where Ralph Jocelyn had lived. And then when in the early 70s we decided that we'd started a study of a Westmorland village, Coby Lonsdale, and we thought it'd be interesting to do a comparative study of a southern village as well as a northern one. And we were looking around for the best place, and Earl's Combe, because it had Ralph Jocelyn's diary, because it had a fantastic Elizabethan map, 1598, very good manorial records, and reasonable other records, we thought Earl's Combe's the obvious place. So that's how we started working on it.